Good morning, good morning, good morning. Contrary to saying good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Herb Byerly speaking, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Instant Illumination. Instant Illumination is illumining ourselves on many things instantly whenever I feel like it. And you too can do the same thing. I was walking from the Hermitage to the monastery this morning, and last night we had a lovely snowfall, and all over the ground was a beautiful blanket of white. And Rex was walking along, letting his footprints sink into the white snow, and thinking, now this is just wonderful. And I reached down, and I gave Rex a big hug, and his fur was dry, and he was warm, and he smelled toasty. He smelled just like a dog. And then, maybe about 20 minutes later, I reached down and hugged him again. And again, he smelled just like a dog. Toasty, sweet, lovable, wonderful. And the thought came to me, why is it that sometimes people smell when we give them a hug? They smell like body odor. You know, they smell like something. I don't know what it is, but why is it that they do that? Well, basically, it's because people wear clothes. Now, people's natural body odors dissipate, or they come out. And when people are athletes, they exercise, and they have underarm odor, and they have all these things, and you think, well, that's not too pleasant. But really, when a person has a healthy diet, when a person has a healthy attitude of mind, their body odor is not offensive. Athlete or couch potato, you know, it doesn't matter. Because a person has a body odor according to what is their mental attitude. Now, we can clean up our mental attitudes all we want. And we can run around naked and live in our beautiful current mental attitude of wholeness and perfection. And we hug each other when we're naked, and we don't smell anything offensive. Like when I hug Rex, I'm hugging his naked body. He's wearing a fur coat all the time, you know. But I'm hugging his naked body that he has with him all the time. And he is just wonderful. Now, he always smells good. He does not smell doggy. You know, I don't know what a doggy smell is, but he does not smell undesirable. He just smells like pure love. Now, here at the campus, at the monastery, University of Healing here, Absolute Monastery, when I hug people for our morning om, sometimes I find that there is a body odor. And the first thing I say, did everybody brush their teeth? And of course everybody says, yes, I brushed my teeth. Well, they're lying, because they didn't. Now, how do you brush your teeth? I mean, we'll stop here for a moment before we go on, but how do you brush your teeth? Do you brush your teeth with a toothbrush? Or do you brush your teeth with a thought brush? Do you brush your teeth with a thought brush and say, oh, my mouth, so fresh and so delicious, my goodness, I'm breathing this wonderful mountain air that's so beautiful, so fantastic, and oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, and I'm breathing in this wonderful hug that I'm giving to Rex, you know, and I feel so good, I feel so good. Well, do you know how your mouth would taste? Oh, would it taste good? You wouldn't even eat any breakfast, you know. You know how it would smell it? It would smell just like a fresh mouth, you know. Not like a rose or something else. It just be a very fresh mouth, you know. And it's wonderful. Now, what do we do with our body? Do we say to our body needs to have a bath? Well, they tell me, and I believe it's true, that if I can never give Rex a bath all of his life, oh, maybe he needs to be cleaned off of some sap of a tree that he gets on him, or some other silly thing that he gets into, or if he gets into a skunk or some other thing. But even there, I don't create him doing that. We've got skunks around here. He could get into them if he wanted to, but he hasn't. But so I create him just being a normal, healthy, fabulous dog, and he is a normal, healthy, fabulous dog. And his body odor is a normal, healthy, fabulous body smell of a delicious, delightful, huggable, smellable, wonderful odor about him. You know, and odor perhaps is a tough word there, but perfume. And that's Rex's perfume is special. It is delicious. Some perfumes are not very nice, you know. You can smell them. You think to yourself, why did people put that on their body? My goodness sakes. And so, Rex is like that. Now, we are like that, too. Now, they tell me that if you don't give Rex a bath, a golden retriever, that he will always have a fresh body, fresh odor. If you don't cut his hair, if you don't in any way wash off the natural oils and emollients that are in his body that are coming out, he will always have a fresh-smelling body. He will always have a healthy skin and a healthy coat of fur. He will always be ideal, ideal, ideal. Now, we, looking at our dog from our own disgusting point of view, and I say disgusting point of view, a dog chooses to have a heavy coat of hair because he chooses to have a heavy coat of hair. That's what he's born. If he didn't like that, he would shed it. And he can. They can. You know, when you comb Rex, you know, he sheds off a handful or two or three or four of pounds of hair, you know. But in any event, we feel cold, so we say he should have a heavy coat. We feel warm, so he should have his coat cut off. Little Love is a mini pin with a short coat, and Little Love is just perfectly happy. And Little Love is a snuggle bug. He likes to get in the sun. He likes to warm up in a blanket. But the thing is, if he were not trained to do that, his master always says to him, oh, you must be cold. Get in the blanket there. Here, let me cover you up. Let me cover you up. Let me cover you up. Well, no. The Spartans of ancient Greek or wherever they lived, the Spartans were all told to sleep naked on a block of stone or the ground. They were not given any blankets. And if any clothing they had, it was just sort of a little thing, you know, nothing much. But they were taught that they were the masters of their body, and they told their body, I'm warm, and their body was warm. They told their body, I'm cool, and it's cool. And they would run, and they would be fantastic, and they did these great things. Now, I'm not saying that we should do this. It would be great if we did. But the Spartans ate very healthy diets. They ate very healthy foods. They were trained to be a war machine. Now, that's not an admirable thing from our point of view, but they were trained to be a tiger. They were trained to really be a tough machine. Now, if you can train your body to be a tough machine, to be healthy, to be vital, to live in cold weather and be warm, to live in warm weather and be cool, to always have strength and power about you, where does the strength and power come from? It comes from the mind. It comes from the mind. Eating good foods doesn't hurt, you know, and exercising doesn't hurt. But the natural proclivity of the body is to be healthy and dynamic. The natural proclivity of the body, the natural response of the body to being itself is to be a healthy body. And being a healthy body, what is it? It's a healthy body. It smells good. It is good. It doesn't need baths all the time. I mean, even Tarzan of the Jungles, you know, he would go into his pool not to take a bath so much as he'd go in there because he liked to swim and he'd like the warm water. He wasn't in there because of that. And then he's swimming in there. Alligator comes along and says, hey, what are you doing in my pond? And Tarzan says, I'm swimming. Now, don't bother me. And the alligator says, well, this is my pond. And Tarzan says, it's mine as much as it is yours. I will let you be here, you let me be here. And the alligator said, but I don't think so. And so Tarzan says, you know, you pull some nonsense on me, and I'll show you. I'll show you a trick. And the alligator says, show me a trick. And so Tarzan says, well, watch. And he goes and gets a stick. It's a stick maybe about 3.5 feet long. And he says to the alligator, now, open your mouth. So the alligator opens his mouth, and Tarzan sticks the stick in there, and the alligator says, I can't do anything, I can't. Tarzan says, that's right. While I'm swimming, you can't do anything. Now, when I'm done swimming, you come over to me, I'll take the stick out, and we'll be friends. Well, after Tarzan was done swimming, and he swam for maybe a good half hour or better, and he was having fun with his monkey friends and what have you, and he came over, and he said to the alligator, hey, I'm done swimming. And Tarzan said, well, here, now, let me take the stick out. And the alligator says, yeah, you're a cool guy. You're not into hurt anybody. You're not into being a mean guy. You're into just making sure that we don't misunderstand. And you can always swim in my pond, the alligator says. Mm-hmm. And Tarzan says, hey. Let's leave that my pond out of there. You can always swim in the pond anytime you want. And alligator, you can always crawl on my land anytime you want. And the alligator says, you know, give me your paw. And so Tarzan took the alligator's paw, and they shook hands. And ever since then, the alligator and Tarzan have been friends. Now, that's what we can do too. What a silly story. What a stupid story. No, it isn't. Have you ever been to the alligator farms in Florida? They fight the alligators. Well, the guys don't fight the alligators. The guys who are working with the alligators and tell the alligators, hey, I'm your friend. I'm not interested in hurting you. And I don't want you to accidentally hurt me by closing your mouth at the wrong time. Now, you get along with me and I'll get along with you. So they put on a game. And they put on this game to amuse the visitors, you know, to amuse the tourists. And wrestling is the same way. They put on a game of wrestling to amuse the onlookers, you know. And life is this way. We put on a game to amuse people. We think we need to have body odor. We think we need to have... But you know where that body odor is? Beside being in our brain, the body odor is in our clothing. And we put the same clothing on again, and the same clothing has a body odor that we had before. And so we smell when we are being hugged from our body odor and our clothing. But how many people have you seen who don't have an opportunity to wash their clothing as much as they like? And their clothing doesn't have body odor. They hang it out in the breeze, or they think it is in the breeze. They wear it and they let the wind blow through it and so forth. And they smell just as fresh as the wind. Now, how is that happening, Ellen?
By the mind.
It is your thought. It is what's going on in your mind. Now, this is what happens to us here. Now, sometimes we have our morning om, and we have our hugging, and we all say om, 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 om. And then we say, I like me, 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 7 times. And then we say, I am peace. And then we go to the peace de resistance. We grab each other and hug each other with a big old hug, a bear hug that says, oh, you are so nice to hug. It's just like we hug Rex, you know. And then we give each other a big kiss on the mouth and we say, I love you. And we smell so sweet and so beautiful. As the saying goes, our shit doesn't stink. We smell so sweet and so beautiful. Now, Sylvia would say, Herb, you could say defecation, you know. Or you could say our droppings or something like that. Well,
our stools.
What's that?
Our stools. Stools.
Stools. Stools. I can't even pronounce it. No, how can people understand it? Our S-T-O-O-L-S, our stools. A stool is what you sit on, and a stool is what you drop into the toilet after you have had a good meal. Okay, now, our stools, our droppings. Now, it doesn't smell. Well, it doesn't. It only smells when people have mental attitudes that are unhappy. So, starting today, have mental attitudes that are happy. starting today, start to smell good. Start to put on the perfume of the God.
Divine.
Of God. Not the God, but of God. Not of the divine, but of divine. Your divine perfume. And smell glorious. Rex smells so beautiful. You want to hug him and hug him and hug him. And he doesn't have a special smell of this or that. He just has his own smell. And it is a beautiful smell. You too have a beautiful smell. And today, have this beautiful smell by having beautiful thoughts. I had a student, and I've told you this before, and this student was a nice guy, but he had an occasion, he had the habit of lying. And I would ask him different things, and he'd say, "Oh yes, I did that. Oh yes, no, that, that." But, and he would, you could tell he's lying by how he says things. Though. But the moment he would say it, his body would start to stink. It had an odor that was pungent and undesirable. And I said, "Go and take a shower, please." Not that that would make any difference, but at least it might make his thought change to a little cleaner attitude. But our body shows off who and what we are. And if our body smells like Rex's body, don't fool with Mother Nature. Go along with him. If he gets something dirty or sticky on him, like when he comes into the house, he comes from walking in a mud puddle or jumping in the pond with the fish and stuff like that, and then you want to dry him off, okay. But don't go trying to give him a bath. Just dry him off and brush him down, and in no time at all, if I had walked him around the path and brought him back, he would be smelling like a rose. But because he stops here and there and checks on things and investigates this world of his, he's having a ball. Now, you too. You're running around investigating things you shouldn't be investigating. You're having ideas in your heart and your mind that shouldn't be there. Ideas of limitation, of unhappiness, or of judgment. And don't do it. Don't do it. Because you'll feel ugly when you do. If you ever have an opportunity to go into a court of any kind, a public court, where they're judging other people, and pay attention, you will see, if you can take your eyes off of the judge making judgments and the juries making judgments, if you take your eyes off, you will have a smell in that courtroom that is just beyond accepting. It is really terrible. It is really terrible. And it is something that tells you that there's a lot of lying going on in there. Because anytime we ever judge another, we're lying. Because who created that other? We did. So that other is our reflection. And if that other is our creation and our reflection, and we call it bad, who are we? In Genesis, God said, what?
And he created it good and very good.
He called it all good and very good. He called it all. What do we call it?
Good and very good.
So this is what we want to do. No judgment, only love. Does Rex think we love him?
Yes.
What does Rex think if you're going to hit him? He doesn't think that. But other dogs who have been hit, they do think that. Yeah. They do think that. And they have a fear that they're going to be hit. And they cower in the back of their cage and they're unhappy. And you cower in your clothing and your body odor stinks. And when you're unhappy, it's all there. So, I guess that's why the Europeans love to hang their blankets out at night. Because while they sleep at night, they get rid of all of their unhappiness and their anxieties and their hatreds and so forth. And then they hang them out and let them go into the universal air afterwards. And then they go down and eat a breakfast and they start out fresh. So, my friends, remember, that's what it's all about. I would love each one of you to spend an entire lifetime smelling as good as Rex, being as perfect as Rex, being as ideally wonderful as Rex, and go for it. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.